I announced today that I'm forming a presidential exploratory committee.
I declare my intention to run for president of the United States.
I announce my candidacy for president of the United States of America.
If you are running for the White House in 2008, the place to be seen and to persuade a growing percentage of voters is the World Wide Web. Television changed the U.S. political landscape in the 1950s and 60s. 50 years later, the Internet has greatly expanded how candidates communicate with voters, and vice versa. In the 2008 presidential race, when candidates make appearances and state their positions,
I love America, and I believe in the people of America. I believe
video of that is posted to their campaign websites.
For 20 years, Washington's talked about health care reform and reformed nothing. I've got a plan to cut costs and cover everyone.
Unlike TV, that video can be seen on the Internet countless times for no additional candidate expense.
We need to require a tamper-proof, singular ID card that every single person who comes into this country has to have.
Campaigns also embrace the Internet because on it, messages go out to voters without commentators or others directly challenging what the candidate wants voters to hear.
We will end this war. We will give health coverage to everyone. We will be energy independent.
The role of fundraising on the Internet also is huge. In fact, most campaign websites have a fundraising appeal as the first page web users see. And it's not just presidential candidates taking to the Internet.
I've decided the way I can contribute most to getting our country back on the right track is to serve in the United States Senate.
Candidates for statewide races such as the U.S. Senate have also embraced the web for communications and the search for cash. One of the big differences between TV and the Internet is that the web allows for two-way communication between the candidate and potential supporters.
First online Internet-based town hall.
While the Internet joins TV as a powerful campaign tool, it can also be a counterforce, as Benjamin Ginsberg at Johns Hopkins University in Washington, D.C. explains.
Television shifted sort of the balance of media power in favor of the politicians. They could structure what you saw. Well, the Internet, to some extent, shifts the balance of power back to individuals because they can film or take pictures of things politicians didn't want them to see and show them on YouTube.
Professor Ginsberg and other observers say that the Internet's power as a political communications tool will continue to grow, perhaps to the point where someday elections themselves may be conducted with a click of a mouse. Jeffrey Young, VOA News.